The murder of a sheriff's deputy outside Houston is changing the conversation about the group Black Lives Matter in Texas. Last month, a 47-year-old white Houston sheriff's deputy was killed as he stopped his patrol car for gas. 30-year-old Shannon Miles allegedly fired 15 shots, killing Harris County Deputy Darren Goforth. As NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, in a press conference afterward, the Houston sheriff accused the group Black Lives Matter of indirect complicity. And a note, this story includes some sensitive language.
By all accounts, Deputy Darren Goforth was something of a throwback when it came to being a peace officer. Even some of those he arrested described him as someone who would try to give you a break if only you were smart enough to take it. Given Goforth's be-a-friend-to-man approach, it's likely the deputy would be dismayed at the divisiveness his death has inspired.
We've heard Black Lives Matter. Well, cops' lives matter, too. So why don't we just drop the qualifier and just say lives matter and take that to the bank?
In a press conference after Goforth's murder, a devastated Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman blamed Black Lives Matter's agitation for the murder of his officer.
So at any point when the rhetoric ramps up to the point where calculated, cold-blooded assassination of police officers happened, this rhetoric has gotten out of control.
During the press conference, Sheriff Hickman conceded there was, in fact, no evidence as to motive. But his accusation, coming from a highly placed Texas law enforcement official, struck a chord with some around the country. The next day, a YouTube video made by former Texas prison guard Nathan Enner went viral on Facebook.
You Black Panthers and you thugs, you Black Lives Matter, you better run and you better hide. And we gonna hunt you down. Last freaking thing some of you hear is that noise right there when we come in your house. Don't ever threaten another cop in Texas.
Black Lives Matter was born in 2013 after the killing of Trayvon Martin in Florida. It's a loosely organized network that has spread as the number of cell phone videos capturing police violence against unarmed black people multiplied. On Saturday in Austin, hundreds of Black Lives Matter supporters rallied. Response, members of local law enforcement held their own rally at the same time called Blue Lives Matter.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What a great day in Austin, Texas, we all think.
The idea that police supporters would schedule their rally for the same day and call it Blue Lives Matter was not well received with Black Lives Matter activists in Austin who said it was insulting. Chaz Moore is the co-founder of the Austin Justice Coalition and was a featured speaker at the Black Lives Matter rally in Austin. Moore says he's not surprised by the attempts by the white community to redefine Black Lives Matter. He says in the 1950s and 60s, many whites refused to admit that Martin Luther King was organizing for civil rights, accusing him instead of being a communist. Moore says history is repeating itself with the deputy's murder and Black Lives Matter.
It was the opportunity to label activists within the movement as kind of terroristic threats to police and people. When the whole message of the movement is nonviolence and peace and trying to get things done in a legislative policy type of way.
Deputy Goforth's murder has changed the balance of power inside the debate over Black Lives Matter. Instead of white law and order conservatives being on the defensive because of the police killing unarmed black men, now it's Black Lives Matter supporters who are on the defensive for allegedly endorsing cop killing. And it's changed the political dialogue far beyond Texas. Take, for example, GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. Before Deputy Goforth's murder, Trump's standard answer when asked about Black Lives Matter was that he believed all lives matter. But a week after Goforth's murder, listen as Fox News host Bill O'Reilly won't let Trump get away with that.
Black Lives Matter. What do you think Black Lives Matter is after?
Well, I think it's very simple. All lives matter, whether it's black or white.
No,
but
let's go to that group. What does that group want?
I think they're trouble. I think they're looking for trouble. I saw them with hate coming down the street last week talking about cops and police and what should be done to them.
As for the killing of Houston Deputy Darren Goforth, suspect Shannon Miles could face charges of capital murder. In a previous indictment in Austin in 2012, he was deemed incompetent to stand trial. Instead, Miles was sentenced to a mental hospital after beating another man at the Salvation Army unconscious during an argument over a TV remote control. On Monday, his attorney, Anthony Osso, said Miles has no relationship to the group Black Lives Matter. Osso said he doubts his client even knows they exist. For Here and Now, I'm Wade Goodwin in Dallas.